is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
This hour is brought to you by Mesa Good Health, a good business, and great schools. This is not Steve Gruber. This is Katie Hyde. Has been all week long sitting in the chair for Steve, but of course he'll be back Monday and he'll love to hear from you. And I'm sure that he will have a lot on his mind. I mean, he has had a week where he hasn't talked to you and hasn't heard from you. And I'm sure that he will be overflowing with tidbits of information to share with you and all of his thoughts that he brings to you on Common Sense Radio. And so it will be great to have him back. It's 7:07 and our number here is 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Steve always does this free for all Friday, and I am happy to extend that to you. So if you have a thought or an opinion or something that you need to vent or you're confused about, this is the place where you can do that. This is the forum for you. So give us a call, 888-900-9966. I'm wondering what your plans are for the weekend. We've got 7 days until Christmas, if you can believe it. And how's underneath your tree looking? Is your tree even up? That's something to think about. Is it up and it doesn't have the decorations on it, or do you feel behind? A lot going on. It's 7 days till Christmas. Have you even done your shopping yet? Maybe that's what you have in store this weekend, or perhaps you have some family parties. I'm getting mine started this weekend and I'm looking forward to that. I haven't looked this forward to a weekend in a long time. Doing this show has been amazing and challenging and exhausting, and I'm really looking forward to the weekend, and I know that you will be excited to have Steve back on Monday. So give him a good report, will you? Headed to the news desk here. Thursday on CBS This Morning, Defense Secretary Ash Carter explained why he used his personal email to send non-classified information to his staff. Ash Carter says he didn't use the account for classified information. Hillary Clinton faced heavy criticism for using her personal email when she was Secretary of State, and she faced subsequent congressional hearings. The Carter news broke during his announcement, and let's hear from him.
What I did that I shouldn't have been doing until a few months ago was occasionally use my iPhone to send administrative messages, no classified information and backed up as records, but to my immediate staff. And even that I shouldn't have been doing. And when I realized that, I stopped. But this is, I have to hold myself to absolutely strict standards in terms of cybersecurity and doing things that are appropriate. I didn't in this case. It's a mistake, and it's entirely my own.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter explaining there why he used his personal email to send non-classified information to his staff. He says he did not use the account for classified information, but I have to say, in listening to that, in an age of technology and iPhones and the kind of technology that we have before us, there's going to be greater accountability that we require, not just from ourselves, but certainly from our elected officials and people that we have put in positions of power to use the correct protocol and to use and be held to an accountable standard. So it will be interesting to see how all of this plays out. And I think that that affects the presidential election as well. What kind of, to use President Barack Obama's word, transparency, are we going to see from candidates? And that can be done through this kind of protocol that we are asking of our elected officials. Moving on, former hedge fund manager and pharmaceutical company CEO Martin Scorelli was arrested Thursday for fraud. A prosecutor says he used drug company assets to pay off investors in a failed hedge fund.
Today, this office and the FBI are announcing the arrests this morning of Martin Scorelli and Evan Grable and the unsealing of a 7-count indictment charging Scorelli with securities fraud, conspiracy, securities fraud, and wire fraud conspiracy, and Grable with wire fraud conspiracy. Now, the defendant, Shkreli, is charged in all seven counts of our indictment for orchestrating three interrelated schemes, two involving two different hedge funds that he ran, that he founded and he managed, and the third involving Retrofin Incorporated, a publicly traded company that Shkreli founded and at one point controlled as its chief executive officer. Shkreli started out with a hedge fund in 2009 called MSMB Capital, and he took in approximately $3 million from eight investors based upon lies that he told them about his prior performance as a portfolio manager, the amount of assets under the fund's management, and the oversight of the fund by independent auditors. But when he lost the $3 million that he'd gotten through a series of bad trades, he didn't tell his investors that he lost their money. Instead, Shkreli started a new hedge fund, which you'll see, called MSMB Healthcare, which he founded in 2011. The message is that we'll be tireless, this office, the FBI, our partners in the SEC, and our efforts to uncover your schemes. No matter how sophisticated, no matter how long it takes, we will bring you to justice.
That's a prosecutor explaining former hedge fund manager and pharmaceutical company CEO Martin Shkreli. The charges brought against him as he was arrested Thursday for fraud. And at the London premiere of Star Wars, The Force Awakens, returning stars Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill talk about reprising their iconic roles while George Lucas discusses handing over the director reins to J.J. Abrams. Let's hear from them.
Chewie, we're home.
I feel privileged to be involved in Star Wars. I have from the very beginning. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to come back and do it again. You know, I've seen Mark and Carrie from time to time in the intervening years. It was good to be back.
What are you bringing to Luke now? Where is he at in his head, at least?
Well, you have to wait and see. That's part of the mystery. So, but I did say, let's keep it age appropriate. I mean, for God's sakes, I said, look, heavy on the, easy on the lightsaber duels, heavy on the Jedi mind tricks. That I can do. This I can do.
Well, I was ready to do it. I was ready to move on. I didn't want Star Wars to be the rest of my life, and that's what it would have been. And I wanted to make sure it got launched properly and could go on. And I say, now maybe it'll go on for 50 or 100 years. I didn't want somebody trying to sort it out after I'm dead.
You're hearing from the stars of Star Wars, The Force Awakens, there at the London premiere. And did you go see this movie? Have you seen it yet? No spoilers, please. No spoilers for those of us that haven't seen it. But maybe you were up at the late showing last night and are just now waking up. What did you think of it? I'm sure your friends will be asking you, but they don't want to hear all of the plot giveaways. So if you didn't see it last night, are you planning on going this weekend? Because I am. And if you go, will you be decked out with your Star Wars outfit and your lightsabers? Of course you will. This hour brought to you by Mesa, good health, good business, and great schools. It's 7:14. You're listening to Katie Hyde from the Michigan Talk Network here on The Steve Gruber Show.